Right, let's bring in our little guest today. It's not little, sorry, I apologize.
He's medium.
It's medium Mark Owen! Yay! Hello, Mark.
Hello, I've got my medium chair.
You have got your medium chair.
Medium hat on.
And you've got a big sun hat on.
I have. Yes, I felt very summery this morning.
So, but the only thing is, though, I hate people like you, because you're wearing a vest and a hat, and you're getting away with it. Whereas if I wore a vest and a hat, I'd look like some kind of fat holiday maker.
No, I don't get away with it.
No, not quite like that.
No, yeah. It is... yesterday, I was going out to... I went out to Belfast, and I kind of felt like I was going on my holidays, going to the airport, and I had my little bag with my clothes and my hat on, and I haven't took my hat off since, really.
Bless you. Not even in the shower.
Say again?
Not even in the shower.
Not even in the shower.
These rock stars...
Crazy. No. It's nice wearing a hat in the shower. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Can I try your hat on?
Yeah, I think it'll look good on you. It'll go well with your shirt.
Do you know, I think you'll look like a coach driver with that on.
Be honest, are you ready?
Hmm.
Oh, what's it
like? It does kind of look...
rubbish.
Something. I can't. Maybe tilt it a little bit.
Does this fit your head? Because I've got quite a big head. Have you got a big head?
Yeah, I suppose I have, really. I did Nebworth dinner on Sunday.
Wow.
It's grown since then.
How was that, man?
It was amazing.
Robbie bottled it. He bottled it. He knew that if he brought me on stage to duet with him, I'd blow him off the stage.
And that was it. He told me that, actually. Yeah. He just, you know, couldn't handle the competition.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, but it was an amazing gig, wasn't it?
Yeah. Amazing. Fantastic.
Show. And the weather was good as well down there. And the catering. Did you have some catering?
We had steak sandwich and chips.
Mm. Yeah, I had this vegetable phyllo pastry thing, which was very good.
So 130,000 people at one of the biggest paid for gigs ever in the UK. You went on stage and duetted with Rob for the first time in years. And the thing that really excited you was the catering.
The catering was wonderful. Yes, it was. It was very special. I've been eating kind of service food for the last couple of weeks, going around doing road shows and things. So it was actually nice to sit down and have a proper dinner.
Bless you. when was the last time that you sang with Robbie Williams?
It would have been... Would it have been 95, 96, yeah.
Would it have been with Take That?
Yeah.
You've never done it since?
No.
Wow.
No, never since. So, yeah, it was a big thing, really. And it was kind of a bit quiet. The nice thing about Tane is because I saw him a couple of months ago and we said, you know, it'd be nice to maybe do something.
Yeah.
But then the kind of story came out and we thought, oh, the surprise has gone out of it now, so yeah, we'll leave it. But when I went up there on the Sunday, it was like, do you fancy doing it now? Because it'd be a surprise again. So I think it's the only surprise that's kind of come out and become a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, well, I must admit, someone said to me, oh, Mark Owen is meant to be coming on Sunday. And I'm like, well, yeah, but he probably won't go on stage because you hear about all that before.
It was only rumoured, though, wasn't it, I think, at the time when we heard on Friday.
Mm.
And I thought... well, if he does, I don't think he'll, you know, he might get...
I'm surprised I went up on the stage. What they actually told me is I was kind of backstage and I just got in this, I thought we was going back to the hotel and I got in the lift and pressed first floor and I came up and there was 125,000 people there and I thought, oh, I better sing something then now, then, eh?
How did that feel?
Amazing. It was just, the nice thing was I could, like, little, there was actually a lift that came up and I could see him at the side of the stage. And he was kind of looking down and he gave me the thumbs to say, yeah, all right. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. And then you just come up and you just look back and you think, oh, that's a lot of people. And then you see it go further back and you think, that's a really lot of people. Yeah. And then it goes further back and it just went on forever and ever. And it was just, I mean, it is one of those moments, I suppose, that I'll never forget it, really.
Well, we were up on the little Radio 1 OB unit.
I saw your unit.
Yeah. And we were up on the roof on the Friday, kind of early doors, about 1 o'clock-ish, as the crowd was still getting in. And then that was quite scarily big.
Yeah.
And then we went on the roof again later on. And it just, every time you looked, that crowd just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time Rob went out on stage, and we were under one of the big screens, our friend was running one of the screens, so we kind of got in this closed off area and up on a little raised level to have a look. And when they put all the lights on, and you look behind you, and all you can see is, it was massively huge. For anyone who saw it on the telly, you'll just know how big it was.
Yeah, and
it's shocking.
When you just saw the arms all waving and stuff, I mean, he gave a great performance as well. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah, but I know you could have probably done better.
And he gave me a lovely mention as well. So, you got a new single out?
Yes, Four Minute Warning. Yeah, finally.
Tell everybody, you did Patrick Hilton's show last night, didn't you, in Belfast, yeah. Which I suppose will be on Friday night then.
Friday.
And John Culshaw was on as well, yeah. Our mate John. And you were talking, Paddy was interviewing you, and you're talking about 4 minute warning.
Yeah, and then the power went down.
How mad is that?
Yeah, there was really bad lightning in Belfast last night, like sheet lightning. And I was doing that thing, you know, that you do in Poltergeist, when you see the lightning, and then you wait for the thunder, going, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 1-1000, 2-1000, 1-1000, then a tree came in and ate me.
Really?
Just like in the film.
They've got everything on that show, haven't they? So tell me the story about 4 minute warning. Or is it as self-explanatory as I would imagine?
Yeah, it is really. The song kind of counts down through 4 minutes, and it kind of came about that idea of, you know, what would you do if you had kind of 4 minutes left in your life? And it's kind of an
upbeat. I'd have sex.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
I could have it. Shut up.
Yeah, four times.
Exactly. And have a curry.
Yeah.
A couple of pints.
Sounds good. And yeah, the people within the song, some characters in the song, and they're kind of all kind of doing exactly what they want to do. So it's kind of, I know it sounds like it's a bit depressing, but it's actually quite positive. And I thought, you know, it's nice, hopefully when people hear the song, it just makes them think, you know, what are they doing now? And, you know, they're making the most of those 4 minutes, because those 4 minutes will never come again. But then obviously you do a radio edit. I spent 6 years working on this 4 minute, and then finally got it right, and then somebody came and did a radio edit at 3 minutes 28.
Mark Owen with 3 minute 28 warning.
Yeah.
What did you just write down for me? Oh, play it next. Yeah, I've got it here. Although our version is four minutes and
you've got the full version.
So
you've got the posh
4 minutes and what?
It's 4 minutes. Will there be a little bit of silence at the end? There's no bad language in it.
No.
I can play it.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, it's not like 4 effing minute warning or something.
No, I promise you.
Okay. Well, let's play the record and then talk more.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Owen's new single, 4 minute warning. Four-minute warning. Hello, you can hear me now. Mark Owen, 4 minute warning. There you go. Mark Owen, this rocks. Good stuff, mate. Number one, hopefully, on the text message.
Oh, that's very kind.
A kiss in your ass. That's all they're doing. Tell Mark I think he's lovely from Chris in Bradford.
Cheers, Chris.
There you go.
That's good.
What else? What a great song. Go medium, Mark.
Medium, I like that. That's stuck.
Think it's great. Well done, Mark.
He's very nice. They're not all kind of coming from Oldham or that area.
No. Here's one from Southampton. I so wanted to hate this, but it's a cracking tune. Hats off, mate. And his hat is off.
Yes, hat has come off. Thank you.
Having just heard 4 minute warning, I just told my boss to stick his job.
Good for you.
There you go. Tell my colleague that I love her and... my colleague that I love her and sold my worldly goods. Oh, dear. Is Mark trying to cash in on the end of the world like Robbie did with Millennium? It's not the end of the world! What are you on about? Anyway, so there you go. So lots of people...
That's good, very positive.
There's one about you. Can you ask Mark?
You there?
Yeah, I'll ask him after the Chris in Swansea. Let me highlight that one. Right, so good. So what's it like to be back?
It's good.
To be doing what you do best and what you enjoy doing?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying performing and getting up on the stage and stuff again. I'm enjoying getting some feedback from the songs, because I've been writing songs all these years, and I started to get my mates to come round and pretend to be my audience. I used to stand there with a hairbrush and sing songs, but they stopped coming round because they thought I was going a bit strange.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I give them banners and everything and said, hold them up and wave them for me. Yeah, so they stopped coming, but they're now my mates again now, because I'm not asking them to do that. So.
If you do some touring or do some gigs, will you do Clementine?
Yeah, we've been doing it. We've been doing Clementine.
And I Am What I Am.
We haven't done that yet.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
Was your album called The Green Man?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah. Was there another one?
No, this is about the next one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Calm down, love. I saw Mark play. I might have mentioned this before.
Well,
last time.
Shepherd's Bush,
yeah. And he did Prince, Let's Go Crazy and Radiohead's Creep.
Yes.
And he swore.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't swear. And he said the F word. And then you get to meet him afterwards, and he's foul mouthed in real life as well. Yeah. It's a disgrace. Potty mouth he is.
Filthy.
Oh, I tell you, shocking. Shocking.
I can do.
How long's Mark with us for?
Till 5.
Oh, till 5. Yeah. Oh, excellent, good.
I'm here for...
Not got that much to do then?
No.
No.
Just chill out.
Beautiful day like this, you thought you'd come in and sit in a studio in a basement.
I know, we should have brought some, like, ladies in bikinis and things, shouldn't we?
That would be nice.
Paddling pool. Mm.
Yeah, shock ices.
Yeah, shock ices.
You probably still got a fairly decent fan base of fit women, though. You know what I mean?
Mm, maybe.
No, I'd say yeah.
You could probably
see if you can get some down in bikinis.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, they'll be clamouring over the fences outside to get in.
You probably get the sort of women that we only dream about.
Mm. Tell us about those dreams, Dave.
Yeah.
After the next record.
All right.
Anybody celebrate a birthday, make some noise!
Kelly Rowland and Train on a Track. Media Mark Owen is here.
I like that song.
The Train on a Track?
Mm.
It's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. God bless her. Mm. So, an email has come in which says, Kenny, you ask Mark about Gary Barlow, who I believe was involved in the writing of Mark's songs.
I went up to Gary's for a week and wrote 5 songs while I was up there.
Have you stayed in touch with...
I hadn't seen him for ages, but the last few months I've seen Jason as well, which was kind of nice as well, but...
Which one's Jason?
Jason Orange.
No, I know, but was who was the one...
Howard's the scruffy one.
Howard's the DJ now.
Howard's the one who used to look like Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he's now DJing.
Mm.
And Jason...
Jason's the one who did some acting.
Right, and what does he do now? Is he not part of the
No, team? I don't think he's doing anything at the moment. He's done a lot of travelling.
Sitting at home counting his money.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. But,
Did you all come out and take that with wedges of money?
Loads of money.
Did you?
No, we did all right.
I think we did
all right.
That's
yeah.
all right.
Yeah, I think Nigel was quite fair money. Well, I know he was fair money wise.
Because
so.
You always hear these stories about these bands everyone forgets, take that were huge.
I think the good thing about us, whether it's a good thing or not, but we never kind of really exploited it in that way where we never did like Coca-Cola adverts and Pepsi adverts like the Spice Girls.
You did have dolls though.
We did have dolls. We had 5 dolls, yeah. Yeah, that's quite. I've still got my head.
Have you not got a doll?
I've got my head. The original wax head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's broken, but it.
Have you got a garage full of dolls?
No.
Do you have much merchandise from the Take That Era?
Okay, I've got this bag up in my attic that we were all given on one of the tours. Quite a nice bag. And that's kind of filled with. I suppose, bizarre things that we had around that time.
And that's it?
Hats and...
You don't have, like, pencil cases or...
No.
Pillowcases?
Lunchboxes?
No. My mum maybe has them.
Right.
Yeah, because it's the kind of thing your mum keeps, isn't it?
Where are all your gold discs?
They're, in my attic as well.
Do you know
I've got a
walls?
Couple... No, I've got about 4 up.
Right.
But the rest are in the attic.
Yeah.
Or at my mum's.
Sales for do what you like. Hundred copies.
Hundred copies, yes.
Or whatever, I don't know.
Probably was about that, actually. We went to 83 with our first
I've got a promo copy of that.
Have you?
On 12-inch.
Is it signed?
No.
Yeah.
But maybe I could get you to sign it. Might up the price a bit. And Promises, would that be right?
Promises as well, yeah. The first 2 singles.
Do What You Like and Promises.
Promises, I think I remember, came with a pop-up calendar or something.
Really?
Came in the... You maybe not have that.
I didn't have that.
Probably didn't come in the promo version.
They didn't come in the promo version, no. And I just remember thinking, I'll keep this, you'd never know.
One day, they might be big.
They might be huge. And they were.
And then they weren't.
Well, no, but you were huge, huge.
Yeah,
that's the thing about saying that, you were huge. And that's why it was. That's why the gig at the weekend when that other fella who was in band with you brought you on stage at his little gig.
Yeah.
That was great. I mean, listening to it on the radio, that sounded great.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I was just really kind of pleased he'd asked, really. And, I had a really good weekend because we did a gig at the Astoria on the Saturday night. And then to finish it all off there before the single came out, it was like the perfect weekend.
How many people would have been in Astoria on a Saturday night?
I think it was about 3,000.
About 3,000. And then 125,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
I played all the weekend, I played to 128,000 people.
Nice one. Anyway, listen, Mark is here. You going to hang around till 5?
Yes, I'm right. Here.
Media Mark Owen on with us till 5 o'clock tonight at Radio 1. Lovely, lovely.
Radio 1.
Is that right, Mark?
I like that.
There you go.
Very nice indeed.
Release and Finest Dreams at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Dave is here.
Hello. Oh. Off mic.
What? Go on.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
It's only because Mark's turned up, you see.
Hello. I am on quite loud.
There you go. Yes. That's all right. And lovely medium Mark Owen.
Hey.
Here's an email that comes in. Can you please tell Mark that I still fondly remember watching REM at Glastonbury in about 1998 with him? It's my claim to fame.
Oh, really? Do you know, I got escorted out. I was in the pit on that gig. I blagged my way into the pit, okay, and I never knew. Yeah. But I had this new camera that was, like, quite a decent camera, quite a big one, and halfway through I was there taking my pictures thinking this is the best ever, sat here watching REM. And the security came and picked me up. And literally just walked me out. Because you thought I was a paparazzi photographer carrying on taking pictures. I was like, no, I'm with the band.
If anybody, by the way, is listening who took pictures of Mark on Sunday at the Nebworth gig, email them in quickly and we'll have a look at them.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And print them off, eh?
That'd be lovely.
Nice little present.
I'll put them in a little gallery.
Isn't that nice?
It'd be lovely.
Hey. Right, let's read some stuff about Mark then, shall we? So the single 4 Minute Warning is out this week.
Yes.
Available in the shops. November-ish will be your album In Your Own Time.
Which I thought was quite an appropriate album title, seeing as it has taken me 6 years.
In Your Own Time, Mark Owen. Mark Owen's single releases. I can't believe I Am What I Am. Did that only get to 29?
Yeah.
I like that track.
I know. Radio 1 liked it. They played it a lot, I remember, at the time.
And Child and Clementine, top three.
Yeah. Yeah, I Am What I Am was a good up track, a good positive song, and never mind. Everybody bought the album, you know. I'd sold by that point 17 million copies of the album, so, you know, I could understand. All right, maybe 17.
Yeah.
17 copies of
How
the
many
album.
Did it sell, do you know?
Altogether, I think they did about a million.
What, the Green Man album?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Is that good? I mean, I don't know. To me, that sounds good.
No, it was good, but I think when you come off the back of a band like, kind of uptake that, it was, you know, selling more like of each album like 4 million, then it probably wasn't what people expected, but it was quite a different sound as well, and you know, so I don't know, it was okay, it was good for me.
What was Take That's first number one?
Pray.
What was Take That's first number two?
Why Can't I Wake Up With You.
What was Take That's first number three?
First number three, what is it? Love Ain't Here Anymore?
Could It Be Magic.
Could It Be Magic.
Yeah. That Love Ain't Here Anymore was Take That's second number three.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Let's see, I wasn't.
You're good, aren't you?
Yeah. That was when Wet, Wet, Wet was around forever with that, you know, Love Is All Around.
Oh, was
song.
It really?
94, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah, I remember that was number one forever and ever.
You did well, that Take That band did all right. Seriously, man. And you did, right, you sang lead vocals on Babe.
Yeah.
If I'm right. Am I just that right? You did, yeah. What else did you sing lead vocals on?
I sang lead vocals on the last album, a song called Day After Tomorrow, which was the last track on there.
Do you get more money if you sing lead vocals on it?
No.
Did you co-write any of the tracks?
Co-wrote Short with Rob.
Did you?
And Gary, I remember we wrote...
That was number one, get some pennies in the bank for that one.
There was that little bit in the middle that went, holding, squeezing, touching, teasing, ding, ding. And I remember me and Rob were in Korea or somewhere, and we were trying to find all ing rhyme words, and we had this long list of ing rhymes, and then we put them all together.
Could have been worse. I don't know where that was going to be.
Yeah,
when Mark was young, he wanted to be both a pilot and a footballer.
Yes. I was too short to be a pilot, I think. I think there was a height restriction. I wanted to be... it was when Top Gun had come out, and I wanted to be Tom Cruise, you know.
He's not too tall, though.
No, he wasn't really, was he? But in real life, I think you have to be a little bit taller.
Mm.
And then a footballer.
You had trials?
Yeah, I had a few trials when I was probably about 15, 16. One with Rochdale. I went down to Man United as well, at the Cliff, the old training ground, and because there was a couple of players on our youth team that was interested in as well as me, apparently. And so we went down and we went down with our full team, played their youth team, and got beat 14-1. But we had a bath and went home with a nice Man United towel.
Oh.
Yes, we got given a towel, so it was kind of worth it for that, really. I think Giggsy was playing. I think he scored a lot of the goals.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get offers from Huddersfield Town or Rochdale?
Rochdale was kind of heading to what... Maybe, I don't know whether I was just in my head I was getting an offer, but I've always said that they were going to offer me YTS, but I don't know if they really, really were going to do. But I did a, like, 3-week kind of training with them. So I kept going back day after day. And I was, it was heading towards something. But then I got a job in a bank. Barclays Bank.
Wow.
Yes, and because I was seeing a girl at the time, and I thought, I'll get a cheap mortgage. So it'd be good, and she'd be well impressed that I get a cheap mortgage. Yeah. So anyway, that never worked out anyway.
Imagine.
Yeah.
That could have been your career for the rest of your life.
No, I don't think I was quite good enough, to be honest, but it was good fun track. Oh, being in the bank.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant the football.
Well,
oh, yeah, being in the bank.
Thing could have been
Were
good.
You good enough to work in the bank?
Yeah, I got to cashier.
Did you?
Yeah, I had my own badge and everything.
Wow.
I could say, till closed, and turn it around the other way, and it said, Mark Owen.
But the paper's more expensive, that one. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that advert?
It's like a photocopier.
What's that?
Do you remember the old advert where the fella's job, it was for an advert for Benjamin, and he had to fill up the cash machine, and that was his job. It's like a photocopier, really, only the paper's more expensive.
That wasn't the advert which said, you know, it's not all work, 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 not that one. Was it the same one? That was NatWest or something, wasn't it?
Something like that. Mark's looking at it as if we're on another planet. You don't know what we're talking about, do you?
No.
Well, that's fine then. Right, well...
Can you imagine life, though, without cash machines now?
No.
You never used to have them, did it? And mobile phones, either. They're quite new as well.
No. Shocking. Imagine a life without porn.
Be a sad existence.
Sad, very sad.
Like Chris's.
Oh, no, my life's got plenty of porn, thank you very much. Right, let's move on. This is a track called What's the Problem from Graffiti, Radio 1. More from Mark after this. If you think it's all over, you better tell me now. If you think it's all over, you better tell me now. What is this?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think it's excellent.
Oh, I love it.
But, you know.
It's really groovy.
Yeah.
I think it's something that will appeal to the younger Mark.
See, Mark's younger than us. He's only 26.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this is that one with the video of that fella on that big placard.
Yeah, what's it all about?
Yes, it's loads of guys walking around in the video. And, you know, like doing a march, and then they turn up to this girl's house who's his kind of girlfriend, and he turns around and they've all gone, and he's there on his own, and she shouts at him, and he walks away all despondent. And that's the video.
Crazy kids,
isn't it? Yes.
What the hell's going on? Email comes in. My name is Rachel. I'm listening from Sweden because Mark's there. Oh, cheers. I got one question from Mark that I've been wanting to know for ages. What brand name jeans does he wear, and what size? And is he wearing his lucky boots?
Oh, I haven't got my lucky boots on, no, today. The jeans are 7, but everybody keeps asking me about the jeans.
7?
Why?
I think they're for mankind, for all mankind or something, yeah.
Well, do you get them free?
Did I get them free? No.
You will now.
No, but I met the lady and she said she noticed that I had them on in the Big Brother house, and I thought that I'd get some free, but I never did.
Really?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
Nah, never mind. But they are nice jeans.
What, your team was George from Asda? Your ones.
Listen, smart ass, right? For a start, I'm wearing shorts. Thank you very much.
Yes, very summery today.
And I've got very nice jeans. I like my Levi's. And I also have, Diesel.
Diesel?
Yes.
Diesel.
Will's just written down that yours are Matalan.
They're not Matalan.
And Trago Mills, you get your jeans
They're not
from.
Matalan.
Okay.
I didn't have my size.
You
haven't got jeans on either today.
No, I've got summery shorts also.
You've got shorts also. There's only me in jeans, but today they're not the 7
ones. What are your lucky boots? What's that about? Is that a Take That thing?
No, I've got these boots that were in the Only Takes a Minute video, and I've still got them now because they're still toe capped, and I've worn them for...
You thug.
I know, I've worn them for about 8 or 9 years. Well, they went up into the attic next to the discs for a while, but they came back down, they made a reappearance.
Mark Owen's attic sounds like an Aladdin's cave,
isn't it?
Memorabilia.
It is. There's a lot of crap up there, to be honest with you.
Can we come to your house?
Do you want to have a look at my attic?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, I'd like that.
Come
That'd
on.
Be nice. Go to his big house.
Still live up in the Lake District.
In the lakes, yeah. I haven't been there for a while, like, but...
Somebody's sending a picture. You know, I asked for pictures of you and Robbie on stage. Martin in Tidworth in Hampshire has sent a picture of the Castlefield South Sea Roadshow with Mark Goodyear in 1992, I think. And I think that might be you guys on the
roof. Off on the roof? Oh, mate. There's Rob, yeah, and he's dungarees.
Really?
It was one of our first ever roll shows.
Where will you be then on that picture?
There's me in the little white t-shirt there.
Oh.
There's Jason, the one that you couldn't.
Oh, bless.
Howard. And Gary's with his arm up in the air.
But, the memories.
But that's a bit of a work, because Gary's got his arm up in the air like he's doing a move, but none of the rest of us have.
Yeah.
So was that the year that you broke 92?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. It was kind of when it all started to happen.
That's when they started making the big bucks. Wow. Say that was an amazing, must have been an amazing time.
Oh, incredible. Travelling around and doing the shows and...
Did you get laid lots?
You're getting laid lots.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Because you had to be pretty clean cut though, didn't you?
In the band?
Yeah.
I think so, but I mean, we were young and I suppose we also had to...
You were young and horny.
As well. Yes. A little
young
bit.
And horny with money burning a hole in your leather trousers.
In our Lycra trousers.
Sorry,
do you remember the Lycra trousers with the cod pieces?
No, I loved them. I really did.
No, it was good times.
We like Cameo.
Yes, we did look a little bit like that. A cross between that and YMCA.
What was I watching the other day? I was watching Dick Carruthers' show reel. Not that it means anything to anyone. And there was Take That doing Relight My Fire with Lulu live on stage, and you're all wearing like devil costumes.
Yes.
Red leather.
We went from Pray, which was the angelic song, into the other side, the dark side.
I see.
Yes, and came up with Horns on.
And Gary Barlow was very, very good. Because everyone looks back and thinks Gary Barlow was a bit rubbish. No offence to him, because I've never met him, but I've heard nothing but nice things about him. But he was really good. He had a good little voice on him.
Oh, he's got a great voice, yeah. But, great singing voice.
And he writes a lot of hits for people, doesn't he? He just stays out.
Still does now, yeah. I mean, when we was in the band, I remember Gary always saying that I hope one day to write songs for other people and not have to front it myself. And I think maybe that day came about a bit earlier than what he thought it would, but... You know, he seems to be really, really happy, and he's married, and he's got two kids.
Does he have his own sort of studio set up and everything at his house? So people go and stay there for a week or whatever, and, you know, write albums and things.
Is it true that before the big press conference that Take That had to say, Gary goes, it's all over, that's it, there's no more. Is it true that just before that, Gary kind of had a bit of a change of heart and went, should we not just keep on going? Because that's what I heard.
I do seem to remember that we was upstairs in the hotel, because we announced it in a hotel, and I seem to remember us all kind of saying, are we making the right decision, and are we sure we're going to go ahead with this, that kind of thing. I don't actually really remember Gary saying, I'm not sure.
Why did you, and I know you've probably been asked about this loads, but why did you all decide, well, let's just call it a day?
Well, I think, when we first, the first kind of day we got together, we were all in Manchester and we went and had some sandwiches, and we were deciding what we were going to buy with our money that we're going to make when we become a really big pop band. We said, and also we'll finish on when things are still going good and when we're on top. And I think we just remembered. We'd just done quite a big UK tour and had a top five in America. We're back for good. And just thought, it's probably not going to get much better now. And I think as well, with Rob leaving as well, it kind of changed it a little bit, and we thought, you know, we've probably reached our peak, so now's a good time to go.
I may have asked you this last time you were in, but why didn't you finish on Never Forget rather than How Deep Is Your Love? Because Never Forget is the perfect final single, isn't it?
Because they were greedy!
Well, I know, but you know what I mean?
One more number one to pay off the mortgage!
It did just
well,
say,
it was.
Final single, good night everybody, thank you very much. And then How Deep Is Your Love, which isn't a final single at all, really.
No, but we didn't know we were splitting up when we released Never Forget.
That looking
was,
back at it, you know what I mean, though?
Before. Yeah, it would have been a nice song to go out with, but it was 6 months after that song came out that we actually decided to call it a day.
Do you still get royalties coming in?
I think little bits now and again, but not much. Like, I mean, really? Gary probably does quite well from it.
She could share it out a bit, couldn't he? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You sang on them songs?
Yeah, exactly. Should we go and get him?
Well, if we play Shore, though, then you'll get money off that.
Yes, and so will Rob.
There you go. Well, Rob doesn't need it, does he? He's rich beyond his wildest dreams.
Okay, 3p.
Well, why don't we do that? We should play Shore every day.
Just play the middle eight of Shore, Lords.
Oh, really?
That's our bit.
That's your bit?
Yeah.
Middle eight, then it is? I don't know, why not? We've got to look after you, do you know what I mean?
I'll get 3p every play.
Right, Mark's single is called 4 Minute Warning. It's out today. Go and buy it. Get Mark back in the chart. Get Mark back in the chart. And In Your Own Time, his album will be out in November. Mark, pleasure as ever.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with everything.
Cheers, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Owen.